Today, I'll share with you three ways to find time to practice yoga. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today, I'm going to share with you three ways to find time to practice yoga. When we asked you what your biggest obstacle to practicing yoga, the overwhelming answer was time. Many people have adopted the cultural belief that we don't have enough time, and there is a collective acceptance that we are continually in a time deficit. I have two yoga classes that challenge this cultural assumption, and I will link to them in the show notes. However, today I am going to share with you three ways you can find time to practice yoga. Number one, remember, you always have a choice. As a yogi, you may be familiar with the chakra system. When you come to the third chakra, you connect with your own power. In relation to time, we give up seeing ourselves as a victim of time, blaming time and hoping that time will change. When we take back our power and realize that we do actually have a choice as to how we spend our time, we no longer are the victim, and we can empower ourselves and celebrate our ability to choose and our own free will. So you can block off a power of a free hour. You have power. You can block off a free hour of time. This can even be hypothetical at this point. How would you choose to spend it? It might not be yoga. You might not always have control over your options, but you always have a choice over how you choose among them. Change your language from "I have to "I choose to." So there are three classes that I'm going to link to in our show notes that connect you with your power, free will, and your ability to choose. And I'll link to them in the show notes. Number two, what is going to give you the most value or yield for your investment of your time in return for your time? So certain times of exchanges of activity will yield higher rewards for their exchange of time than others. So for example, an hour or even a few minutes of scrolling through Facebook has an incredibly different dividends from an hour of practicing yoga. Certain efforts produce exponentially different results than others. So what is going to give you the most value or yield for your time? A recent research study on Facebook found, for example, that more people used Facebook, the worse they felt afterwards. And the more time they spent on Facebook, the greater their life satisfaction levels declined. Another research study, on the other hand, showed that just 75 minutes of yoga twice a week has been proven to improve your quality of sleep, reduce feelings of fatigue, and reduce the frequency of use of sleep medication and improve the sense of your quality of life. And I'll link to that research study. Well, I'll link to both research studies. So it stands to reason that an hour of yoga is going to give you a better return on your investment in terms of getting a better night's sleep and a more productive day the next day. So number three, what are you going to say no to? You can't do everything, and believe it or not, everything is not equally important. When you decide that it is yoga that you're going to add, that is going to add value to your life, it's not wise to simply add it to what you're already doing in your busy life. That will simply add to the overwhelm, exhaustion, stress, and anxiety, and you don't want that. So saying yes to one more thing means that you're actually going to have to say no to several other things that's not adding value to your life. So what can you say no to? I'd love to hear your ideas of how you find time to practice yoga. Those were my three tips, and I would love to hear from you. Leave your comments below, and if you liked this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.